Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Testicles, yeah. 1, 2, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today on this amazing, beautiful, glorious Thanksgiving morning. And I want to thank all of you guys for allowing me to enter your space, for tuning in. And I want to wish you an amazing Thanksgiving dinner, Thanksgiving day. God bless your guys' family. God bless your days. And I hope you guys have an amazing time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget that we're on the countdown. This is episode 194 with our Deep State correspondent. But before we do all of that, I need to remind you that the shirts are getting done this weekend. The stickers are going to be here next week, and the shipping starts early December to all the massive collaborators that we've ever had and my day one fans. I like to call them the audience, day one supporters. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, this allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And I really do enjoy making it. I don't make a dime out of this fucking show for now until I monetize my website. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys again one more time. And I want to make sure you guys know that I'm going to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood and strike while the iron is fucking hot. Check this out. People's indifference is the best breeding ground for the corruption, for corruption to grow, and it's funded by the poor. Unfortunately, the ship is capsizing. The rescue boats have all been deployed. There's no one saving these elites, Luciferian homo worshippers, and the writing on the wall has never been clearer. I quote, integrity, transparency, and the fight against corruption have been part of a culture. They have to be taught as a very fundamental value, end quote, Angel Gurria. Every single fragile minute they have stolen from us, every single splinter of gold they've ever taken out of our bank account, every single frail and shattered law, right, freedom they have ever peeled off our very bodies, it's not their worst nightmare. The entire world has risen on both sides. Enemies of our nation are now brothers. The most influential capitals have voted red from dusk to dawn, and the roaches in D.C. have been scrambling for survival. Now, please give a warm welcome to a dangerous man, rising star, destroyer of fantasies, my friend, deep state correspondent, father, business owner, and patriot, Flash, Flashy_news1. Welcome, brother.
Bro, knocked it out the box again, bro. Thank you for the introduction. Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I want to thank you for being here today, bro, and giving us this little bit of time of your beautiful day and from your family. Thank you for donating this time to the listeners. But yeah, there's a lot of information to go through. Just last night, there was a massive terrorist attack. I want you to please bring that in, bro. What's happening right before we jump into the January 6th situation? Again, there's six topics to go through. It's fucking rocket.
Let's go, bro. Yeah, man, this was crazy, right? We were just talking about, you know, we got jumping on the pod today and look what happened last night, right? So yesterday, I think it was late afternoon in upstate New York, Niagara Falls, where the Canada and United States on the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge, it's pretty, you know, it's our northern border. So the initial reports were that car was asked to come into the secondary lane, coming into the United States, right, to get inspected. Right. You know, so they don't even check every car, especially coming through Canada. You know, they just let you go. But sometimes they'll, you know, randomly they'll pick you. Yeah, come over here. So supposedly the original story was they asked that person, two male drivers, they asked to come into the secondary lane. Instead of they didn't want to do that, obviously they were nervous about something. So then they turned around, headed back towards Canada, and then hit this ramp, went off, and the car exploded. As if there were massive amounts of explosives inside.
Okay, so wait. They were coming in. They turned around because they didn't want to get inspected. And they fucking flew off a fucking thing and blew the fuck up.
Yep, exactly. And the way they went off this ramp, they were headed right for the Border Patrol headquarters. It blew up right outside of that. Thank God no one else got killed. Only these two scumbag got killed, right? Now, that was the initial report on the ground from law enforcement. It's not my story. All the major news outlets reported it. It absolutely was some kind of terrorist attack, and they felt that way because of the amount of explosives that had to have been in the car for it to just completely disintegrate itself. It wasn't like a car fire or something. Like, it just, boom. No, like, the parts were, like, scattered, like, barely anything. Everything was fucking gone, right? So, now, about 7 hours after that, right after
when it starts developing,
we were saying, people were saying open border. Wow, this is Joe Biden's fault. Oh my God, I can't believe it. We were right. Now, while they're saying that it was just an accident, and it was a husband and wife on their way to a Kiss concert.
Wait. Hold the fuck up. How do you go from possible from terrorist attack, huge amounts of explosions, two males from the ground, from our direct fucking border agent, turn around, jump off a building, attacking the Border Patrol agency building, blow the fuck up, disintegrate, to just a couple have an accident and they blow up?
And bro, like, they act like we can't see the video. So now even more video has come out, not just the explosion. Now you can actually see the video where the guy, well, they're going at least 100 miles an hour. Okay, at least 100 miles an hour. So they turned around, fucking floored it, right? And then going so fast, you can see them in this video. It's on my story. I'll keep sharing it. And I'll send it to you after too. So maybe you could post it if you want.
Word.
And you just see him like instead of getting on the line to go back into Canada, right? Like, there's like this little offshoot where, like, you know, like, there's no road or nothing. Like, he busted through a gate, and then, like, there's this, like, this ramp, you know, and it's not for cars, obviously, but it just gave him, like, a little scoop up. And, bro, he was going at least 100 miles an hour. So if this was an accident, why the fuck was he trying to ramp? He was trying to ramp something.
He was trying to run into the building.
He wasn't trying to stop.
Word.
He wasn't trying to slow down. He didn't try to avoid. And that's the purpose of what he was doing, was to do the flying fucking car thing. I mean, that's the only explanation, right?
Yeah.
So now, and then I'm sure that they had a different plan, right? I'm sure they trying to come into America, maybe the Macy's Day Parade tomorrow is going on in New York, right? And they already said that New York is on high alert the next couple of days. They said that 2 days ago, the governor of fucking New York said that we're on high alert.
Yeah.
Then this happens, right? So then now this is what tells me that it wasn't a deep state psyop, though. Because if it was, they would have used it for that reason. They wouldn't completely change the narrative. So I think this is an actual organic terrorist event that they couldn't control the narrative on, so they completely switched it. And my initial gut reaction was, yo, this is what Mossad does, the Israeli spy agency.
Like, okay.
This is exactly what they did on 9/11. They did a false flag. They made it seem like it was Saudi Arabia. Right? And
fuck.
Then in order to get enough opinion on their side, garner enough support to invade the Middle East. Now, what's going on right now in America? The public opinion is swaying towards Palestine. People are screaming for a ceasefire. Right now, how could you possibly get the opinion to shift back to your favor? How about a terrorist attack, an Islamic terrorist attack on American soil that would wake people up real fucking quick to whose side they should be on?
Yeah,
that's emotional
response, automatic retaliation. And if 100%. We know anything that does to the American public, if we know anything that these terrorist attacks do to us, is initiate a retaliative emotional response. You're absolutely right. And you know
listen
what?
To this. I forgot about this, bro. So Laura Loomer, who's over on Twitter, she's a pretty she had almost a million followers, very well known conservative commentator. But she's very, very pro-Israel, right?
Yeah.
She's Jewish herself. She always runs to the defense of the Israeli people. Whatever, that's fine. But she reported that there was an Iranian passport found next to the exploded car. And I was like, yo, where did we hear this before? 9/11, they found two passports magically on the grounds of New York City after the fucking Twin Towers fell. So they said they found Saudi Arabian passports. Everybody remember that? Everyone was like, oh, passports can survive fucking jet fuel, but the metal can't. Oh, so an Iranian passport can survive a car bomb, but not. So that's how you know. Boom, right there. That was the
pilot's the pilot's body disintegrate. The pilot's body disintegrated upon impact, but the freaking the passport survived.
Come on, bro. And now they're backtracking that story now because they're saying that there's no evidence to prove that. Of course, there's no evidence to prove that because it was a made up lie, just like it was back then. right, for the same exact reasons, to garner the support of the American people to invade the Middle East, and there are this case to continue, you know, the genocide of the Palestinian people. Like that's how Mossad operates. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why
yes.
that episode we did on Israel was so important, because we went into all that. You know, people forgot about that. You know, who Jeffrey Epstein was working for. Like, you know what I mean? Who Maxwell was working for. Like, people, like, we forget, you know, and then
the 80%
of our elected officials have dual citizenship in Israel. So, you know, there's something going on there. And now this isn't about the Israeli people or the people of Jewish faith. This is about the Zionists. Completely two different things.
Thank you.
And the Soroses and the people that hide behind the Jewish faith that you can't say anything to them because they'll say it's anti-Semitic. All that shit is crumbling now. So, you know, and Israel sees that. Israel sees that the public opinion is running away from them. You know what I mean? And they need that public opinion because they really want to make that new Suez Canal in Gaza. That's what this whole war is really about. You know what I mean? They want to make a canal that boats can go through, but it has to go through Palestine in order to do it. If Israel gets that, bro, they will be a superpower overnight. That shit's like a $90 billion revenue a year just for people.
Quite frankly, I think Iran wants to run one of those canals, or at least a fucking a super train structure through their country as well, going north into Russia, and then that way all the freaking oil travels through Russian allies. That's fucking wild. You know what, bro? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just gonna say that this is the whole China One Belt One Road initiative. This is what China's doing all over Africa. They're getting all their trade routes hooked up. You know, so Israel sees the writing on the wall. You know, and they want their own, because the Suez Canal is on the Egyptian side, and Egypt controls that. And then they make a shit ton of money from that. So, and then it's the only canal that gets you to the open water. So, like, if you're coming from Africa, you got to go through that way. So now, if Israel opened up their own, I mean, it would. Forget it, bro. They have it all, you know. So that's why they're trying to just level Gaza right now, get everybody out of there and push them back into the other side of Gaza so they can open
it. It's a giant business move, dog. And if we've seen this happen before, when we went into Iraq and stole all their fucking money, all their relics, and the first thing we fucking rioted, or the first thing we ever looted was the museums. We were looking for something, dog, quite frankly. You know what, dog? I know also something that another big piece of information that came and happened this week that took over the media was on radio stations, but most important was on Paranoid Radio, is the J6 footage. Boom! Dude, how big is this event, dog, that now people on the left are completely shattered and then shutting the fuck up? Please explain to me, what is it that we are now being able to see? Public knowledge.
So this is it, man. This is public awakening, forcing accountability, right? So enough of the public was made aware of what really went on in January 6th over the last couple of years. Then we put the pressure on our elected officials in Congress, like the Republicans, like the new Speaker Mike Johnson, like Matt Gaetz has been, because Matt Gaetz is very in touch with the crowd, you know, with the MAGA group. Right. So he knows, you know what I mean? So he was putting the pressure. That's why he got rid of McCarthy, because the pressure's on now, because we want results. This movement wants results now. We're done with the talking and all the bullshit and the congressional hearings and all, you know, everybody kissing each other's asses or acting tough on TV, whatever. We're done with that. We want promises made, promises kept. Why? Because we're used to that from Trump. Trump made us promises and he kept them. Now we expect that from everybody, because that's the way it should be, right? Mm. So now, you know, there's a saying, the Democrat Party hates their base and the Republican Party fears their base. And we control the Republican Party. That's how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be our elected officials.
Holy shit. Right?
They're supposed to represent us. Now we're getting enough people that understand what the truth is, and we're not segregated by different realities of truth. We, in our own movement, you know, we're starting to get a good grasp on what it is, right? So the January 6th stuff. So that this just validates everything we were saying. And now it's so crazy because all of these cases against Trump have something to do with January 6th. They're trying to keep him off the ballot because of fucking the insurrection on January 6th.
Which didn't work, by the way.
Right. And we're going to get to that, too. That was huge. So now they're running out of tricks. So now it's just. Now that we're killing this major narrative that there was an insurrection on January 6th and that Trump supporters are violent, just think about they use that as a catalyst to like do everything they've been doing to silence us on social media, to label us domestic terrorists, all of this shit. And it was all public perception. They wanted to get the public opinion on their side because they know how important the public opinion is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, January 6th, it lays it out, bro. We know for a fact that there was FBI agents undercover. Okay, they were high-fiving the fucking Capitol Police. The guys were showing their badges to, let me go. Here's my badge.
There was people getting released. There was people, innocent protesters, peaceful protesters getting attacked by military police to inject the fear, to get the emotional response from the people, because not everybody was responding the way they wanted to respond. They wanted a bigger event. The way this was organized, it looks to me like they wanted a bigger event to really break down the walls of the Capitol building. I'm going to be honest with you. They had to open up windows. They had to open up doors. They had to let people in certain areas to really stage the cameras there, to really stage the fear and look like, oh, they already penetrated the walls, et cetera. And they had to get a couple deaths in there for the same reason, because people were not reacting to what they were pushing on forth. Bro, this is huge, dog. Do you know how big this is to call a president an insurrectionist, call all these other people, put them in jail for being an insurrectionist, innocent people, and then stage an insurrection in your own capital? This is something out of a fucking movie. I've only seen this type of shit, dog, out of the fucking White House Down, Olympus Has Fallen type of shit movies, dog. Yep. Red Dawn type of shit movies. The next big event that I see happening, dog, is a war from within, from these Palestinian immigrants, or all the fucking immigrants having coming in that hate America, but yet want to be leeching off the government, and they fucking come and they attack us. Have you ever seen the movie Red Dawn? Same fucking shit, dog. The same thing. They are attacking from within. You'll see parachutes from within. The little parachute that BLM put up wasn't for Palestine, dog. Mm. It was the parachutes that we're going to be seeing here. This is all little breadcrumbs of truth happening, dog. That movie depicted the future. It's not just going to be North Korea. It's going to be from within. Dog, this is huge, bro. 100%, it's fucking huge.
And even with the January 6th, that whole side was crazy, because they said that Officer Sicknick was bludgeoned to death during the riot. That was what the initial thing was, right? Come to find out, he went home perfectly fine that night. No one ever bludgeoned him with anything. No one's been charged with Officer Sicknick's murder, because he was never beaten. He died of a stroke the next day from natural causes. How the fuck does a 44-year-old man die of a stroke the next day? What happened? They fucking killed his ass because they needed a death for that day from an officer. They needed someone to die that day to say, MAGA killed a cop. That was it. Some people still think that Officer Sicknick was killed by someone of a Trump supporter. When you look on CNN, Google it. You can Google, and it's on CNN. Officer Sicknick died of natural causes the very next day. You're telling me that's a coincidence? He just happened to die of a stroke the next day?
They cause got
the
and stroke effect.
Gun. The CIA has a stroke gun. They can hit you with it, and it looks like you have a stroke. Autopsy and everything, you had a stroke. It's all natural.
Yeah.
44 years old. Now they're saying it was the bear spray that got into his eyes that caused the stroke. Mm.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's absolutely collapsing, bro. And it's so glorious. Like I said, it was such a catalyst for them to justify all of the things that they did to MAGA and to Donald Trump. See, but this is the power of public opinion. This is why I always talk about it. If we went over a public opinion, accountability will be inevitable, because it has to come from the people. Now, you look around worldwide, what's going on too? We're getting a worldwide movement right now.
Yeah.
And not just conservatism, but a patriotism. Okay, so Argentina just elected the Argentinian Donald Trump. Mele, you guys are a fucking beast, bro. they call him a libertarian, but he's more just MAGA and anti all the bullshit.
Dude, have you heard him speak, dog? If you know a little bit of Spanish, that motherfucker rips you open fucking explicitly, dog. He doesn't care. He calls them pieces of shit. He calls them mierda. He calls them everything. And like, why are you calling them? Why are you using that language? Because that's what they are. It's he's amazing, dog. He's a badass.
Everything out. Yeah. Everything out. I'm playing. That's it, bro. He didn't start over. And not only that, you had Netherlands had an election last night.
Uh-huh.
It just elected the Dutch Donald Trump. Okay, so this isn't just over here. So now this is what you got to look at, because in 2016, England had the Brexit vote where they broke away from the European Union, right? And that was right before, about 11 months before, the presidential election in our country. And that was a catalyst to elect Donald Trump here, because people were done with the globalist bullshit. So now this is why you got to look at geopolitical what's going on, right? So now Argentina, boom. Netherlands just got that guy, boom. Spain's got a million people in the streets protesting socialism, boom.
Yep.
You got Germany with the strongest conservative party they've had in a very long time, boom. It's worldwide, because it's contagious. And it's not just conservatism, it's patriotism, because patriotism really is the enemy of globalism. Sovereignty.
I've heard. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've heard.
This is what is spreading. You know what I mean? And where America goes, the world usually usually goes. But now it's getting twisted on its head because a lot of these places like Argentina, they've already implemented their agenda there. You know what I mean? Like 30 years ago, Argentina has 140% inflation. They're on the way to being Venezuela. They used to be one of the richest countries in the world. They got it all. They got gold. They got oil. Influential. They got everything.
Absolutely.
They got everything over there, bro. They're set. And it's a beautiful country, beautiful people. They're great. You know what I mean? They're friendly, but they have been just raped by their government. You know what I mean? And the socialist takeover that has really happened in a lot of these smaller countries.
I've heard the president of Spain talk about how they need to reform the immigration process. And I always bring this back to immigration because I'm going to tell you something. They said more than 40% of Spain is now Muslim. And he goes, we're a Christian country. Forget about the Christian values. He goes, what is Spanish? He goes, you have all these different people. You have all these immigrants coming in. The government's giving you $2,500 to come into this to this world. And they're giving you an incentive and credit and for in taxation to have babies. But they're not growing the Spanish population. They're growing the immigrant population. Who's having the babies? The immigrants. Now, what's happening is in a matter of 20 to 25 years, we're going to be overtaken not only by their values, by their religion, but by their way of life, their culture. Spanish will be eradicated. You see what I'm saying? The language. So I'm like, look, bro, I'm not saying I'm Spanish or anything. Look, everybody has their own fucking war in their own backyard, quite frankly. But this is happening here in America as well, bro. It's happening here. You got to take care. I'm not saying fuck the immigrants. I'm saying fuck the immigration process. And if you want to take care of anything first, take care of the fucking U.S. citizens, which are paying for those immigrants to come over the border before you take care of anybody else. And then 100%. Take care of these people. And if they're not going to contribute, get them the fuck out. Point fucking simple. In fact, you're not gonna go to live anywhere you're not happy with or you don't love living in. You see how you're gonna shant death to America in America? Get out of here, dog. You know, and you're allowing this to happen. It's just, and quite frankly, Argentina, I think this is a setback. I think Argentina's given that getting their karma back of what happened in World War II and what happened during the Cold War. This is Argentina's getting a little, you know, the steam under them. But I'm thankful to God that it's not only in America that you're seeing all this red fucking wave. The red wave is on a global scale now, and we're not fucking around. This is real, and I'm fucking happy that it's happening around the world. And Flash, you to fucking report on it. No, give me a victory lap, dog. Give me a little quick victory lap.
I mean, listen, honestly, everything we've been talking about. So, I mean, Trump's trials, right? We sat here and said that there's no way they're going to take him off the ballot for the 14th Amendment case because it was, and I was listening to the arguments, you know, and the judge is such a radical left-wing judge that she couldn't even come up with an excuse. She could, because, you know, we do have a rule of law in this country. You can only bend the rules so much. Do you know what I mean? And then knowing that, you know, Trump is a force of nature. You know, he's not back. See, they just expect us to either give up or him to give up, for his base to either decide, you know what, this is too much craziness, man. Let's just go with Nikki Haley. Let's just go with Ron DeSantis. Let's just try it, you know. But what they don't understand is that they have awoken the beast of patriotism in this country. That it was lying dormant for so long, really since 9/11. Like after that, it was a huge form, huge wave of patriotism. We all came together, and then we got kind of comfortable. You know what I mean? We got kind of safe again, and nothing really challenged us, and we were kind of just swimming along. And now it's like, now people are waking up on a scale that is not seen ever on a global scale. You know what I mean? So then not only that, so now we're getting into the vote. So everyone's saying, oh, what are we going to do about the voting? That they're going to steal it again, which is a valid concern, right? But now we just had a ruling in Georgia. We just had a ruling in Georgia, right? Which I said this was coming too. We had a ruling in Georgia about the voting machines. Because Mike Lindell's been talking about it for how long? The MyPillow guy, right? Come to find out, he was fucking right about everything. But what happened was it took a more Democrat-leaning organization to bring the case to an actual Obama-appointed Democrat judge. And the case was actually from 2018 when Stacey Abrams lost to Brian Kemp, and she refused to concede the election. Stacey Abrams, a Democrat gubernatorial governor. She wanted to be the governor. So they brought this challenge way back then. It just took this long to come through. They say that the voting machines can't be audited. In the Constitution, specifically in the Georgia Constitution, it says that the public has a right to redress or audit any election that takes place.
That's
so
right.
If you can't audit the fucking machines, how do we know that? We're just going to trust you guys? This was the whole problem in 2020 was the voting machines, right? So now this left-wing Obama judge ruled that the voting machines are unconstitutional in Georgia and that they're going to have to be a special session to deal with it. Now that is huge because this
Wait,
case,
isn't
and
the
it's
voting
not
machine? Aren't the voting machines a fucking
the
there's a
Dominion.
specific company? Yeah, a
The
specific company
Dominion.
that's only, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And Brian Kemp, he hates Trump. He's a Republican, but he hates Trump. He fought to have those voting machines in there before 20. He just got them after he became governor in 2018. That was the first thing, one of the first things he did. And then in 2020, we see what happened, right? Because
Yeah.
Trump should have won Georgia in a landslide. He has so much evidence for that, right? And Biden only won by 11,000 votes. Remember that? Okay, it's not a lot of votes in Georgia, right? So now this judge determined that they got to get rid of the machines. Now this case, since it wasn't brought by a MAGA Republican, it wasn't ruled on by a MAGA judge, it can be used as a catalyst to go to other
Word.
states and be like, listen, he said it, not me. An Obama-appointed judge said that these shit's got to go. You know what I mean? So now we're getting people asking the right questions about, are these voting machines secure? How are our elections really done? And all this stuff, right? So now all of these wins are racking up, and then globally we're seeing it too, right? Like we just talked about Argentina, about the Netherlands, about all this stuff. And now all of this information is being digested into the public, and we're seeing the results of it. And it's not just here, it's globally, right? And then, oh, right, I almost forgot. And South Carolina, in Charlestown, South Carolina, they elected
Huh?
the first Republican mayor since 1877.
Get
Hasn't
the
been a
fuck
Democrat
out of here, dude. Hey,
since
it's on
18.
global scale now, dog.
Well, and it's local.
Yeah,
It's local. Okay, and now we had a little bit of a setback a couple of weeks ago with the midterms in Kentucky, but see, but that was a single issue voting thing. It was about abortion. Okay, and this is why Trump changed his tune on abortion, because Republicans don't know how to message it. We don't know how to get our point across. Apparently, they're winning the message war because they're saying that, oh, we don't want, even if you're raped or if you have sex with your brother, and the Republicans don't want you to have an abortion. Totally fake. That's bullshit. That's not what we want at all. You know, there are restrictions on, we got restrictions on gun rights, right? I can't go buy a
Yeah.
gun right now because I
There
have a
has to be
right.
restrictions
There should
on
be
that too. Yeah.
restrictions on everything. And then the gun right, we actually have a constitutional right to have a gun. There's nothing in the Constitution about an abortion. Okay, so we
Yeah.
want to get technical. You know, we're not asking to completely abolish abortion. We just want to limit it to a 15 weeks, maybe. You know,
Word.
you should know by
Word.
then if you're pregnant or not. You know, you
Yeah.
got to make a decision, you know. So anyway, but that's really why we lost those. And then, but nobody's talked about how Louisiana went from blue governor to red governor. And then all of their legislature is now MAGA red, not just red. Trump endorsed MAGA red, won there, won the AG, won the Secretary of State. All of this shit happened over the last couple of weeks. So this is why we're going to see crazy more psyops coming up. And now Joe Biden is going down the polls. Trump is a fucking force of nature, bro. He is up in the polls. Polls that he's never been up in, even in 2016, 2020. They can't hide these polls anymore. But they're also pressure polls to try to get Biden out of there, because they want him to step aside, because it'll look really bad if they have to like
Yo,
force him out.
didn't the Democratic Party already announce Biden to be their first nominee?
Oh yeah, he's the nominee. I mean, you know, he's gonna have to go
What?
to the primary. I mean, because you, I mean, think about how crazy that is for an incumbent president to seek re-election. If they've been telling us how good they've been doing, right? Why wouldn't you seek re-election if he's not old, he's not losing his mind, he's so smart, like everybody says, his foreign policy is the best, Bidenomics is kicking ass. So then, why wouldn't you run? So if you're gonna pull him, then you're admitting that his whole presidency was a failure, and everything that you told us was a lie. And
That's true
guess
too.
what? We
Word.
know that's true. But there, see, the real hard pill that's being swallowed right now is on the Democrat Party side. Because if you look at the polling, it's all anybody under 30 is coming to Trump. Okay, all Biden really has now is really, really rich white people. He's losing the black vote. He's losing he's been lost the Hispanic vote. That's been gone. But now everyone's catching along that, look, okay, you didn't have to believe us. Trump warned
Oh,
you
don't
about.
forget the immigrants. He has the immigrants for sure. Fucking
Oh yeah,
idiots.
he's got that. Well, that's why
But
he's
they don't.
pouring
They
into the
can't vote.
country.
But I
You
mean,
know.
they'll fucking allow them to vote somehow, some
So.
way. Fucking
So
assholes.
they're gonna figure out, but like we were saying, like that's why they're gonna do this little this little insurrection, migrant insurrection, like they did in France, probably with the little sleeper cells. You know, we're gonna see a lot of chaos. But I think there's so many different ways where the military gets involved at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Because if you just look at where everything is going already, you know, with civil unrest and all of the propaganda that's being perpetrated on the American people. Now, if we can't get a fair election in 2024, and let's say they try to steal it, I think there's going to be people watching. There's going to
Oh,
be
yeah.
every, it's going to be, this isn't 2020. Okay. This isn't a
Yeah.
war.
This
COVID
isn't
isn't
after, this
Israel.
isn't COVID. This isn't, we ain't afraid of anything no more. We're
None of
gonna
that.
go out there without
None
fucking
of that. And
diapers in
listen,
the face. Yeah.
and Trump got 73 million votes, even with COVID. Okay. So And now we got JFK running too, right? And now there might be another third party candidate. Trump has his base. Those 70 million people are going to vote for him again. He's going to get those same exact votes. Now they got to fight over the 80 million that's left. You know, JFK is probably going to get 20, right? Whatever, whoever they put up. So everyone says that JFK is going to hurt Trump. I don't see that at all. And I think JFK knows enough to be like, we can't have another deep state administration. Do you know what I mean? So when he switched to be independent, I think he knows too that it's going to hurt Biden more. Obviously, he can't win. But I think the people that voted for Biden in 2020 but could just never vote for Trump because they're Democrats or whatever, they'll vote JFK. I mean, or RFK. Okay, those people will vote for him. Or people that, you know, hate the establishment but can't vote for Trump, they'll vote for him. But people that vote for, that love Trump aren't going to just all of a sudden switch. I mean, when this is our retribution presidency, we deserve that. We are owed reparations. MAGA is owed reparations. And you know what? We don't want money. We want fucking justice. That's what we want. We want to see the right people going to jail. Because if the right people go to jail in this country, this ship will turn around so fast. It won't even be funny. We'll be like, that's all it took? That's all it took. About 40 to 50 people need to go to jail. If we do that, we're good. Honestly, that's it. It'll be a wrap. So, you know, we have to stay on this bone, bro, because we're breaking the eggs that we thought never could be broken.
Talk about breaking the eggs.
the fucking election, the 2020 election. And look, and we haven't even gotten to the fucking trials yet. Trump is still itching. Oh, and then Trump just put out a video about the 3,600 ballots that they found were duplicated in Georgia, that a dissent decree was written by the Secretary of State. Okay, it's not some conspiracy theories. This is government official stuff that came out of Georgia because Trump is getting discovery in his trial, right? So he gets a right to see this stuff. they admitted that they got 36, that's just on the surface, 3,600 were duplicated, right? So Biden only won by 1,100. That's 10,000 right there. Almost, you know what I mean? So and that's the whole argument is that Trump lied, right? That's how it became criminal, that he knew the election wasn't stolen, but he went out and said it was, and that he tried to overturn it knowing that it wasn't stolen. So really, Trump's burden of proof is so small. All he has to do is prove that he truly did think the election was stolen. That's it. That's all he has to prove. And by doing that, by right there, those duplicated ballots would show him that it might be stolen. So that's all he has to prove. So all of these cases are falling apart. Now they're saying that they're not even going to take place until after the election, which is, I mean, the whole point. He's going to win, and then he's going to get thrown out anyway. So the whole thing's a fucking point. He's going to stay on the ballot. All of this information is, we still have a whole year left of the Biden administration. So you think people are awake now? Wait till we get a whole nother year of this. There might be a couple more wars fucking thrown at us. All this shit, it's falling apart. They're losing all the narratives. I'm telling you, bro, we're in a really, really good position, bro.
But before all of that, I want to thank every single one of you guys in this amazing Thanksgiving morning special extravaganza of a flashy fucking Friday. That's a triple F threat right there. Flash underscore news one. Please let them know where they can find you, big homer.
Yeah, bro. I'm over on Instagram. Still surprisingly flashy underscore news one. I'm on X now. I'm on X. Flashy underscore news X. Flashy underscore news X. Over on Twitter, just for a backup, and you know, some people over there I like to follow to get some good information. Word. So yeah, man, holler at me. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Much love, man.
Much love again. You can find him on paranoidradio.com, paranoidradio.com, or if you cannot find him because he is blackballed on Instagram, you could find him on our bio on Paranoid Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today, opening up the doors, opening up your day. Have a blessed Thanksgiving day, Thanksgiving weekend. I'll talk to you guys again next fucking Wednesday with another special guest, author. The bank of knowledge is filled with content today, and I'm so excited to let you guys know. Thank you for sharing this moment with you. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It allows other people to enjoy the show. As much as I enjoy making it, make sure you stay counting down for 200. And Flash will be joining us on episode 199 with another big, big amount of collaborators, big fucking people coming in. I'm super excited. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you, big dog. Thank you for being here.
Love you, bro.
Paranoid Radio.